February 27th, A.R. Bernard.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Bernard left a 10-year career with a major New York bank and went into full-time ministry. After multiple adventures with God, Bernard and his wife Karen founded the Christian Cultural Center, which grew into a global platform for the gospel and is now the largest house of worship in New York City. It has more than 37,000 members. On this date in 2017, Bernard was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Consulate General of Israel.
If you value your family above your work, you will not regret the price you pay for success. I found the secret. I know exactly what women want, said Pastor A.R. Bernard, and the men in the meeting broke into applause. Then Bernard turned and wrote on the whiteboard, "They don't know." The men jumped to their feet, laughing and cheering louder. "Hold it, guys," Bernard interrupted. Then he wrote on the whiteboard, "They do know what they don't want." And the women stood to their feet, applauding. It was in this comical, honest moment of counseling married couples that the concept for Bernard's second best-selling book titled Four Things Women Want from a Man was born. Bernard's comments turned personal as he reflected publicly on his life in the 1980s. It was an incredibly difficult chapter in his marriage to Karen. He shared when his wife needed him during a challenging pregnancy, he continued to travel doing ministry. While away from her, she miscarried twins. This deeply painful experience caused her to resent him over the next decade as he continued to put the opportunities of his speaking ministry ahead of her. He then shared that whether he was a pastor or not, they were headed for divorce. For a spiritual leader who had counseled tens of thousands of couples over the years in ministry, this moment was a wake-up call. She had every reason to walk away, he explained. After a decade of Bernard putting his work before family during his years as a banker, and another decade of her needs coming in second to the ministry opportunities, Bernard realized that it was time to man up and live up to what he had been teaching others. He vowed to do whatever it would take to turn things around, and she agreed to give their marriage the time it would need to heal. She hung in there, and things began to change, and the church began to explode, he said. Now, as Bernard spoke, everyone in the church, many in the congregation who were married couples, listened intently. Many were astonished at his comments, and others found comfort in learning that even the esteemed spiritual leaders, like the Bernards, had found their marriage relationship stretched to the breaking point. "I saw what was happening," he continued. "I thought my wife began to resent the ministry, but she was really resenting me because I had made the ministry my mistress." Bernard recounted how shortly afterwards he was in a meeting at the Preston Wood Baptist Church in Dallas, and Dr. David Yonggi Cho of South Korea was speaking. As if the moment had been scripted for Bernard, Dr. Cho shared with the congregation about a season of similar crisis in his marriage. A.R. Bernard was profoundly convicted. He cried out to God, and God answered. Bernard looked out across his own congregation, now seated before him, and related two corrections that God had spoke to him that night. First, that Jesus did not die for his ministry, that Jesus had died for him, and that if Bernard had allowed his calling to jeopardize his own walk with God, then he needed a priority check. Secondly, that if he would deepen his relationship with his wife, God would broaden his ministry. Over the years following their crisis, Pastor Bernard took those words to heart, diligently applying his workaholic focus to honoring his bride and making her the top priority in his life right after his relationship with God. As a result of his repentance and correcting his priorities, the Bernard's marriage blossomed into a mighty force for God rather than ending in divorce. They even founded a ministry together, the Christian Cultural Center. Ephesians 5:25 tells us, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." What are the priorities in your life? What would your wife say your priorities are? Like A.R. Bernard, do you need to repent and ask God to change your priorities and make your wife the top priority in your life right after your relationship with God? If you value your family above your work, you will not regret the price you pay for success.
Amen. What do those priorities look like in your life? When was the last time you took a few moments to examine what gets the very best part of you? Hey, welcome, 365 Christian Men. My name is Mike Mott, and today is February 27th. We've just heard the story of A.R. Bernard. You know, as men, we have a tendency to, often without even noticing it, give all of our energy and our efforts and the very best parts of who we are to our jobs, to our work, to our callings and our ministries and to our hobbies and to our talents. And yet in God's design, He's designed relationship to come first, so that if you're married, the thing that should be getting your very best attention and energy and effort should be that relationship with your wife, our wives. And then if we're dads, with our children. And then if you're not married, you're not off the hook. God's designed relationship to be first. And He wants you to give your best energies and efforts to your family and to your friends. And so, guys, the challenge for us today is this. Would you be willing to re-examine the priorities in your life? To look at what's getting the very best parts of who you are, the best parts of your money, of your time, and of your talents? And would you be willing, if those things are out of sync, to begin to say no to your job, to work? Say no to those callings and ministries that are calling for your attention. Say no to those things that are actively pulling you away from your relationship with your wife and with your children, if you're married and you're a dad. And if you're not married, those things that are calling you away from your family and your friends. This is our challenge for us today, guys, and I hope that you'll be willing to take it, because once we put these things first and do it by God's design, He causes all of the other things to come into line in our lives and to follow naturally. God bless you as you take this challenge today.